for we'll sing a song of Seymour, and we'll sing it for a while. It's the ballad of his battle with the great all-digit dial. For they took away his phone exchange, which had to be defied. So he leaped into a phone booth, and he locked himself inside.
I'm a citizen, he shouted.
I pay tax, I do my bit. I'm no digital computer, I'm not ready to submit. So I'm sitting in your phone booth, I'm at 44th and Grange. And I'm gonna keep on sitting till I get my phone exchange.
Well, they hollered, holy Telstar, leap and laser beams, guess what? We have got ourselves another anti-digit dialing nut.
And they labeled him extremist, and they tried to slur his name. But to all their accusations, Seymour answered with this claim.
I am not reactionary, I am just an average guy. I've a Japanese transistor and a Viennese hi-fi. I've a fine electric blanket and a huge electric range. And I'd even kiss a robot, but I want my phone exchange.
Well, the public raised an uproar and they sought to set him free. And they even called the army, FBI, and FCC. But his fight was for humanity, which proved he wasn't well. So they summoned in that famous Dr. Sigmund Graham Bell.
He said,
Seymour, you got problems, won't your problems got you vexed? You got digital psychosis, won't I think you're undersexed? With a touch of paranoia, won't a tendency that strange? You got much too much affection for your telephone exchange.
Well, the days went by, the weeks and months, the snows and then the rains, and committees formed in Congress and were never seen again. And 'twas theory, this endurance showed a great religious yen. So they went and sent a beatnik to talk Seymour into Zen.
He said,
Kobe, life is soggy, like a cornflake under cream. And a man is but a box top that can never be redeemed. You must want to be rejected. You must long to be estranged. You must contemplate your navel, not your telephone exchange.
Well, that phone booth was impregnable, it wouldn't break or burn. So they had to pump his dinners through that little coin return. And they set their minds to set him free and spare no stratagem. They read pleas from waifs and widows, they sang songs from IBM.
And they cried, oh, Seymour, Seymour, don't just stand there like a log. For you have your wife to think of,
and your children,
and your dog.
And they really tried to save him, oh, they tried, and yet it's strange that they never tried to simply give him back his phone exchange. The inevitable has happened, they've commercialized the truth. Yes, they've now got guided bus tours down to Seymour in that booth. And they're selling flags and beanies, souvenirs of every style. And they've even got a Seymour doll that will not digit dial. But there's hopeful trends arising just today on Numeral Road. Some guy jumped into a mailbox to protest his new zip code. So let's all go fold a punch card, let's all turn the tides of change. Let the light of Seymour lead us to our telephone.